The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The round system needs to be burned to the ground. That's what Tanya Sweeney, Irish Independent columnist and journalist, has to say about buying rounds when drinking. When you're involved in a round, Tanya claims, you might be forced to drink more than you want to, and judgments arise from admitting that you simply don't want another. Tanya's with me now. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
What's wrong with the round system?
Oh, where do I start? It's, first off, it's really expensive, you know, and you end up, I think, on a round system. And maybe this could be just my friends, but you end up drinking at the pace of the person who is going the fastest in the round. And if that's not you, that can obviously be problematic, you know. And I think, you know, Irish people have this massive problem with, you know, looking stingy or coming across as round shirkers or not being hospitable or generous in general. And I think when you add that into a round system, it's really problematic. I mean, if you go to the UK, the round system is a much more restrained thing. It's a much more polite thing. But we have this sort of savagery baked into our kind of round system.
Okay, you know, so it's all about FOMO, fear of missing out. If I don't drink at the same speed as the person who's the fastest drinker, my glass might be half full and they won't buy me one in the next round.
Oh, there's definitely a bit of that for sure. I don't know if it's FOMO as such as a fear of not wanting to look like you're entering into the spirit of the night. And also like that, just, you know, shirking your round. You know, I mean, everyone talks about that one person who goes to the toilet, whether knowingly or not, goes to the toilet as soon as their round starts to loom into view. You know, it's all quite political and quite loaded. I mean, we never talk about the rules, so, you know, surrounding the round system in the pub, but they're very much there. I guarantee it.
And then there's the value of the drink. I mean, you've got one person who's drinking maybe a half a pint of Guinness, a glass of Guinness, as it's called, versus someone else who's lurrying down the cocktails.
Exactly. Yeah, it can be tricky. It can be political, very much so. And, you know, I think when you get pulled into that round on a night out, and it happens almost imperceptibly, doesn't it? You know, the next thing you're like, oh, what are you having? And then, you know, you just happen to be at the bar. And the next thing there's somebody else involved. And, you know, you're like, oh, man. And there's always that moment of realization. I think you're like, oh, I'm in a round with five people now. How has this happened? You know, and but yeah, there's definitely kind of tears. And the thing is, like, I'm in my 40s, right? So I do not drink the way I used to in my 20s. I've kind of, and this is what I wrote in my column in the Irish Independent, I've kind of calmed it down a little bit. I don't know if it's hormones or menopause or just plain common sense, but I can go out and have a couple of glasses of wine in a night out and be grand, you know. But I have gone out with friends of mine who are still able to kind of, you know, skull 6, 7, 8 drinks. And they're kind of looking at me going, how come you're nursing these two? You know, like I'm the problem, you know.
So you're being judged.
Well, I think there's a sense that they feel they're being judged because they're drinking as we maybe always drank. Like, I went out a couple of weeks ago with a friend and I was like, listen, I can't drink tonight. I have a major early start in the morning and, you know, I'm just not on for it. And all the way through the night, my friend could go, but it's not the same. Ah, for God's sake, you used to be great fun. What is this? Like, she just couldn't handle it. And I went to the loo and I came back and I could see the big balloon glass of gin and tonic there. And I was like, she went and did it while I was in the toilet and I couldn't actually protest. And she kind of gave me this little sheepish look as if to go, oh, well, you know, it's a night out, isn't it? You know, and that was basically it. And then I realized, oh, I'm going to have to just do this. And now I'm going to have to get her one. Or else, you know, I'll be talked about at Christmas as the person who just, you know, took the one gin and tonic and never reciprocated. Like, it's abysmal, really.
And did you ever get things like, which are very judgmental and pass remarkable, are you watching the weight then?
Well, you see, there is the kind of, you know, smorgasbord. There's the antibiotics, pregnancy, alcoholism. I mean, sure, there's any number of explanations that, you know, other than, you know, I just don't really fancy it tonight. I mean, we almost have to explain in some, you know, serious or tangible way why we're not, you know, getting into the spirit of the night by having 7 or 8 drinks.
Now, even your intrepid drinkers that you were pally with in your youth and probably still are pally, even the best of them probably flag a bit towards the end of the evening. So do you get the person who hangs on trying to be the last to buy a round because it's probably going to be the smallest round?
I never thought of that. And actually, that's a bit of a genius move that I'm wondering if I should carry on with me into the future. Yeah, I mean, I think what happens is, you know, you get to, you know, four or five drinks in with the fifth person. And, you know, maybe they don't even want to stay on a night out, but they're like, well, I just have to keep going here because, and then there's also the person who bought the five drinks will say in the beginning, they're like, well, I'm going to get my five back. You know, like it's a really abysmal system.
And what's the protocol, Tanya, when there are latecomers who arrive with the group and, you know, you've been buying five drinks for the five of you, suddenly you're seven. And if you haven't bought your five, you're going to be stuck for seven, aren't you?
I think what I've noticed now, I mean, people are kind of smart as well. They sort of end up then in a micro round on their own. If there's two, you know, kind of latecomers come in, they're like, "We'll," and it's all very noble. We'll stick to ourselves. We'll stick to ourselves. Like it's all quite, you know, coded and established, I feel, you know, like we definitely do this in a very specific way and very few people kind of articulate it, I think, you know, but it's definitely there.
Now, I remember when I was in Germany years and years and years ago, and I think it's still the same, and you've got a big group of people sitting around the table and everyone has a beer mat and they just put a mark on your beer mat when you got a drink. And if you were drinking faster, you got more marks on your beer mat and you paid then the total for the number of drinks on your beer mat. The way it worked was they did, you know, one strike, then two strikes, then three. And then they put another strike across the three to mark you've had four drinks and you paid for four.
Wow.
And then you carried on and everyone paid for their own.
Fantastic. I mean, look, the Germans are exemplars, aren't they, in so many walks of life and in this one especially. I love that idea. I mean, I was talking to someone younger earlier who said that they now revel at each other. There's none of this real round business. I mean, younger people are just getting smart on so many things and they've definitely rejected the idea of having to buy someone. I mean, they obviously, you know, there's just not the money around half the time to go out and buy a huge round of drinks anymore, you know. So, I mean, the fact that it's being slowly dismantled is good news to me, frankly.
Now, what about the Revolut generation where, you know, there's a bunch of people, you're all drinking and maybe having a few pub snacks or whatever, and you come to the end of the evening and someone says, well, I'll pay with the credit card if you can all Revolut me. And the question is, how do we divide it? I've only been drinking water all night and I didn't have any peanuts.
I know. I've been that soldier. You know, I remember going out to dinner with people and, you know, you might have arrived for the main course and you can see the six bottles of wine already, you know, drained on the table. And, you know, it's someone's birthday. So they're like, well, I'm not paying for it's my birthday. And then the next thing you're paying, you know, 90 euro and you've had, you know, a sandwich and two glasses of wine. Like it would be so much handier if people just kind of, you know, rowed their own canoe. But it does go against the spirit of what we do when we go out to the pub, which is that kind of togetherness and that communal experience and the generosity. I mean, it's all tied up together in a, you know, a real sort of bonhomie, you know, but it is problematic.
So just accept getting locked also means getting looted.
Yeah, I love that. I wish I'd used that in my column, Pat. Yeah, it very much is, yeah.
Tanya Sweeney, a journalist and columnist with the Irish Independent. Tanya, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
But what do people on the street have to say about the round system? Henry McKean has been finding out.
What are the rules when it comes to getting a pint, getting a round?
By Jesus, you better stay till the end of that pint.
You have to buy your round. You have to buy your round when you wait.
No toilet or cigarette break if you're on round.
Yeah, if you're on
round. Or pan pool. As soon as their round comes in, they f*** off. Just before their round.
Until it comes to them, then they start going for fags. It comes to them taking the round and then they're straight out.
I just have to go here, boys. I just have to see you, man.
And so there are rules around it. The fact that some of us nowadays maybe only have two pints, we don't stay for hours.
You shouldn't be staying for rounds if you're only having two.
Yeah, that's true.
And when it comes to Revolut and stuff like that, is it more complicated? Cocktails. People order cocktails, so especially the ladies. So that means the round is expensive and you might not see your round back.
I wouldn't be putting cocktails on if I was buying a round now.
Pints only. That's the truth.
Yeah. You're going for cocktails, you're splashing yourself.
Double vodka is Revolut, no ball.
I pay card.
Oh, everything's card. Cash is nearly gone.
Revolut, I'll be chasing them.
I'm having a chat with Carly, Cody and Zara from the Patriots Inn here in Kilmainham in Dublin. When it comes to getting a round in, what's changed?
Everyone is trying to tap their card first. So yes, because they feel under pressure that they, yeah.
We settle it that way. I just say, you pay now and then you can get the next one.
How are people still getting rounds in, especially young people, especially when a pint could be 8-9 euro and a cocktail could be 15 to 20?
I feel like people do argue when it comes to that. Some people, do you know, like they'd revolute each other instead of like splitting bills and stuff. So we'd always just say, like, we'll give you a few minutes to start your bill out and then we'll come back. So we give them a minute. And as I said, like, they'd revolute each other, each exact, and one person would pay the round, if that makes sense.
I think not older people are doing rounds though, than young people.
Yeah, I don't think they want to be doing rounds because
they
they don't have it.
They're working for minimum wage and they don't have it to be buying five drinks every go, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it still goes on. It's particularly the age, certain age group, you know? It's still, you buy around, you wait your turn, you buy around, especially if you're with a group of lads or picking two.
For you, do you always get your round in?
Yes. I wouldn't do that.
You never disappear?
No, not intentionally, no. Absolutely not.
Henry McKean enjoying the crack with some of the drinkers involved or not in buying a round. The joys of getting older, says a texter. We don't get into rounds. We go in twos, stay on our own, or if we're buying a bottle of wine, we split it and revolute each other. Just opt out of the round, says another texter. I do, as I simply couldn't keep up with my friends. John says, I always bought my round, but then I'd always have four or five unfinished pints in front of me at the end of the night. Imagine what it's like to be a non-drinker and going out at night and having the dilemma of people trying to buy you stuff you don't drink and you're trying to avoid being robbed buying drinks for others that you've no interest in. Well, if you're buying a pint of 0.0 for somebody, it costs exactly the same as, and sometimes soft drinks are even more expensive per litre, if you work it out, than the alcoholic one. There are ways to deal with someone who's drinking quicker than the rest in a round. They can buy an extra drink known as a wedge to keep the sanctity of the round intact, from TC in Dublin. A kitty is the best way. Everyone puts in 20 or 50, even the latecomers. That's from Colin. And a final remark on the Netherlands. If someone buys you a drink there, they don't expect one back. They're just saying they like your company. And obviously they're prepared to pay for it in drink.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.